We can sometimes learn something when we ask how a story like this is being covered in the Middle East, because in the Arab world, stories are often covered differently. To find out how this story is being covered, we called Ramez Malouf. He's a professor of journalism at the Lebanese American University in Beirut and a regular guest on this program. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Is this story getting a lot of attention in the Middle East?
This story is getting front page coverage in the Middle East. It's getting a lot of attention, definitely.
Now, there are two storylines here. There's the one put out by Iran, which is that the British encroached on their territory and that Iran expects some kind of admission of guilt from the West. And then there's the story of Britain, which is that Iran has done something totally illegal. Which storyline is being picked up by the Arab media?
Well, the coverage in the media has been mostly based on wire services, giving both sides. Occasionally, there is some analysis of the situation. But I think in this context, it's interesting to note that Al Jazeera website asked its viewers to rate the trustworthiness of the Western media, and 91% of 15,000 people who voted said that Western media could not be trusted. It was in the context of this report, of the story.
Not a scientific survey here, but nevertheless thousands of people saying that they don't believe what they're getting out of the West.
Right. Obviously, this is an Al Jazeera audience.
What is some of the analysis, then, that you've seen?
Well, I've done two things, actually. I've looked at some blogs where people, I think, express more fiery opinions about what's happening. Here's one that says, you know, Iranians should consider those 15 pirates as enemy combatants and treat them in the same way as they treat our detainees in Gitmo. They should be put in orange jumpsuits and their eyes, hands, and feet should be binded. After that, they should be kept rotting in cages there for 5 years without any legal process. That would be just like in the U.S. style of democracy. It would be very fair. I mean, there are a lot of such comments in private blogs, you know. But the analysis has centered on, one, that these soldiers were kidnapped for the purpose of exchanging them with Iranians who were kidnapped in Iraq.
And this is and there's a total of at least five Iranians who've been picked
right.
up by the United States.
Right.
The U.S. would dispute the word kidnapped, but in any case, they've been detained.
Yes. And the other suggestion, that Iran wants to be able to use this as a pressure on the U.N. Security Council because of discussions on the nuclear problem.
I found it interesting, Professor Malouf, you said that a lot of the coverage has been straight wire service copy. Associated Press or Reuters or whatever other news service there is, their stuff just gets put right in the paper, which suggests that the owners of those media don't have a lot of strong opinions about this.
Let me give you an example of that. For example, Al Arabiya, the all-news television station, had a report that simply showed where the British claimed the soldiers were, and then it showed where the Iranians claimed the soldiers were. And then it invited a very well-known columnist who used to be the editor-in-chief of the Pan-Arab newspaper, Al-Hayat, and asked him his opinion on the alleged confessions of the soldiers that they were in Iranian territorial waters. And he said, and this is a man who has a tradition of being very much pro-Arab, but he said, look, these confessions are very easy to obtain. All you have to do is isolate the soldiers and tell them, look, your government has admitted that you were in territorial waters, in our territorial waters, so we just want to hear it from you now. The significance of this is that he was trying to put down the confessions. And I think that this skepticism on his part came across rather strongly. And I think people are not really taking a stand on this. They're looking at it as power politics.
I want to ask about one other story that's been covered somewhat here. The Speaker of the House of Representatives from the United States, Nancy Pelosi, is visiting Syria this week. Is she getting a lot of media coverage in the Middle East?
Yes, a lot of media coverage, too. Her picture is on the front page of every newspaper, almost. And has been like that for the last 2-3 days.
And what kind of coverage has it been? What quality of coverage?
Well, the political lines are drawn along the traditional divide, meaning that in Lebanon, for example, the government doesn't like it. The Jordanians don't appreciate it much, and that's reflected in their press. The Egyptians also don't like that very much because it strengthens the Syrian hand.
Who does like that she's made that trip?
Well, the Syrians, of course, are thrilled by it. The Syrians have become increasingly isolated in this region, but this has helped them a lot. And I think that, you know, if President Bush is right about anything, he's right about that she's done them a great favor.
Professor Malouf, it's always good to talk with you.
It's my pleasure.
Ramez Malouf is a professor of journalism at the Lebanese American University in Beirut.